about a different nekuda of Das Koyach, where it comes from, maybe something a bit not discussed so much of where it comes from. So Rabbeinu Bechaya here, and we discussed three Rabbeinu Bechayas, one here, one in Parshas Bereishis, and one in Kara Kemach. Rabbeinu Bechaya here, and the Pasuk of in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk of Tes, in Kemois Kol Adam, Rabbeinu Bechaya stells on two shailas. Aber yesh litmoya teima godl beinyin parsa zois al shnei dvar. There are two halachic kashas. Ho echad, Moshe, shehoye roya neman. Moshe was a roya neman. She spalel al Yisrael kamapomim al kama averish also. Keinyin maisa hoegil etamaraglim vizulosom. Moshe Rabbeinu klal Yisrael did enormous chatoim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalov, right? He interceded on their behalf. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalov. Eich lo hispalov aleim v'kan, ve'eich lo yoyo machzirun lemutov, v'harei tshuva oyla ala keil, ve'ein lecha aveira b'chalat erekula, chamura shebechamura, sheloiteya batakona b'tshuva, v'alo yeminoi pshuta, l'kavol shovim, v'afilu el hamordim v'apayishim. Question number one he poses, why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu mispalel that they should do tshuva like Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel in other instances? Manishta. Question number two, v'oid im chotu umardu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdoi. Let's say you're going to say for some reason they were chaiten as a merida for which they don't have a kapara. Let's say v'heima misavavim la'atzman kolaynish hazeh. And if you're going to tell me that the ones who initiated and brought upon themselves this entire einish are the Adas Koyrech and they're chayav an einish, machotu haktanim hamutolim ba'arisa shehayu bechlal ha'einish. Why were ktanim also nenash? Kids in cribs in mutolim and arisa were also bechlal ha'einish. Kinyin shekosuv nesheim ubneim v'tapom v'hataf mosai chotu v'Hashem tzadik lo yasa avlo. Two questions. Don't know how they're going to be answered. Ideas answered. That's not really what I'm focusing on over here. But just they're interesting shailas that have to be dealt with. Lamaisa, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu try to be machzir them b'tshuva? And number two, for whatever reason that they got the einish, what chiyuv did the kids have for the einish? So he says an interesting thing, Rabbeinu Bechaya. Im bikashnu lehaloim to make palatable parsha zu b'derech hapshat. If you want to go al derech hapshat and make this palatable, yiksha aleinu kol zos. It'll be very, we'll have these difficulties. These will be a tremendous shverkeit. Aval I efshir lehoilma, one can only understand it, ki im bederech hakabola hanemon. You can only understand it, ki derech hakabola hanemon. Vehine ni roimez remozim. How long, Rabbeinu Bechaya? He says, I'm going to give you some remozim over here. And Tim, he said, and now he starts going back. What he's going to he's going to go back. In a nutshell, he's going to say whatever these things mean. I don't know what how Gilgulim work. I don't know whatever, but the Adas Kairach are Gilgulim of the Dor HaFloga, and the Anshei Sdaim were Gilgulim of the Dor HaFloga, and the Anshei Kairach are Gilgulim of the Anshei Sdaim who were Gilgulim of the Dor HaFloga. That's where he starts with his remozim over here. Vehinini roimez remozim. Timtza b'dor HaFloga, in the Dor HaFloga, we're back to Parshas Noach, right? What do you call it? Timtza b'dor HaFloga, hova nivne lanu ir u'migdol, right? They wanted to build an ir u'migdol, v'roishay b'shamayim v'nasa lanu shem. And then it says the Rabbeinu Shalom looked at it and saw the hand there, Omech Sofa Echad and all that, Vizehe Chelom Lasis. Right? That's what it says in Dor HaFloga. Vitimtza, these are the remozim that he's giving that there's a connection. Vitimtza ba Anshei Sdoim. And by Anshei Sdoim it says they're Roim Oid, it says the Anshei Ho'ir. Ho'ir is referring to a specific ear, that ear, Vinivne Lonu ear, the thing. Those people who were busy with the ear there, which is the Dor HaFloga, the same thing. Ba'anshei Sdoim, Anshei Ho'ir. It's the same people, referring to that ear. Ubeparsha Ba'adas Koyrach, In the parasha Adas Kairach, it says these are remozim, right? Vayakumu lifnei Moshe. What's lifnei Moshe? Lifnei is alluding to that be'etzim, they're coming from where they're coming from is before Moshe Rabbeinu. That they're coming from way before Moshe Rabbeinu. Where? From way back to the Dor HaFloga and the Dor HaZdayim. Avol Ramas ki hayu lifnei Moshe. And that's why it said, who are the Adas Kairach that came? Anshei Shem, right? What did the Dor HaFloga say? V'nasa lanu Shem. Right, it's the same anshei shem of them. That's who's coming over here too. Umipnei zekorim anshei shem. Next, Unklus, when he says vayikach kairach, what's Unklus metargum? This is all Rabbeinu Bachai. What's targum metargum? Tirgum Unklus v'ispalig romaz al dor afloga v'iskir kan romaz al dor afloga. Now, when he's talking about the einish of these people. Right, he says, "Ha'ene ho'anoshim ha'hein tenaker." What's he threatening? What's "ene anoshim"? So he says, "When does one say that? What, you want me to blind them?" It's like you're scared. Kimisha mafchid chaveroi b'makas shekvar bo'oloi. You only threaten to scare him on something that he already had before, right? So what's he telling them? You want to bring it that you're going to have "ene tenaker"? You had that once already by Zdaim. You know what that's for? Vayikav hikom b'sanveirim. What happened to Zdaim? By the Anshei Sdoim, by Loit, the Rabbeinu Shalom blinded them. They blinded them, right? He come b'sanveirim. You want that again? That's ha'enei anoshim tenaker. You're going back. You're threatening them with an einish which they already experienced. That's what he says. That this lashon is saying. K'misha mafchid chaveiroi b'maka shekvar bo aloi. Then he goes on. Kein dar afloga shekosuv bohem v'zehei chelom lasos. What did it say over there? Vezehe chelam lasos ma'osa hefitzam. He spread them out. When they kept on being chayte, when they did it by the Anshei Sdoim, who came to new levels of rishus, he come b'sanveirim. Right? It gets more. Okay, so their einish for being at least being repeat offenders, but be'etzim for demonstrating that they are those people from before. Right, Adas Kairach, when it was the Chut HaMesholosh already, showing what these people are capable of, Nevdu Menoylam, Ki Hoyu Re'uyim Sheyekar Menoylam in the first place, just he put off, now you see that this is the essence of who they are, as they demonstrated three times, that's it. Ume'ata, he says, this you have to know why exactly, Ume'ata Tizbor Lecho HaParsha Be'er Heitev, V'Nistalka HaKushya Legamri, M'mashah Lo Yispalel, M'mashah Halo Einish Gam Alataf. I don't know exactly why, because they did do something wrong, right? But it's somehow, whatever the exact hesber of it is, the be'etzim of the einish, however we're to understand that, since they demonstrated that they are in fact those people, there has to be something that in their actions which demonstrate that they have a shaychus to those people. So you are those people, be'etzim, and it's now the third time where it's been demonstrated the badness that these people have within them. So therefore, you're chay of misa. So even though the taf wasn't chayte over here, but if they're all gilgulim of that, and you demonstrated the be'etzim badness of then, which then might have even been chay of misa, just to put it off. So now you get that even the taf. Why is he not machzer them b'tshuva? So how does this answer why he wasn't machzer them b'tshuva? Because you can't machzer them b'tshuva for what they did beforehand, and it just showed who they are. It's not a chet. It's not for the avera that they did. I'm punishing you now for an avera. It's the gilui al yedei what you did of who you are, and then who you are. That's what you're chayv. Somehow that's what he's saying. Okay, but he says this yisayid Rabbeinu Bachaya. That the Gilgul, that's what he's alluding to. That you have a connection between the Dor HaFloga and Anshei Sdoim and Adas Kairach. That's Rabbeinu Bachaya. That's his only recourse. The answer is to Kasha. Amai said the Sefer Zeraborich brings B'Shem his Rebbe the Megala Amukas. The Megala Amukas talks about this idea he develops. The Yodua he writes. So he says this whole thing out, and he says va'anshe ho'ir sdoim is anshe sdoim mamish anshe ho'ir ha'u shebanu sham shebanu migdal. Those people of that ear ha'u over there, that's those anshe ho'ir. That's the anshe, like he's mechavan to Rabbeinu Bachai. Just doesn't bring to Rabbeinu. Tzera Baruch brings to Rabbeinu Bachai that he says like him, but the Yalmukas didn't bring him. He says afterwards that went in Doris, that became Sancheriv later, and that became Nimrod, and that became all these people. And that says Min Haaretz Hahu Yotza Ashur. Min Haaretz Hahu is all going back to that era. It's all going back to the whole Dor HaFloga. It's all one extension of all the tzaras of whatever. That's the Zera Baruch says with this is Masber and Medrash. The Medrash says that Chiyeze Kosha Dor HaMabul or Dor HaFloga. L'chayre, what the Dor HaFloga did, what would be perceived as more chomer than by written the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and yet the Dor HaMabul was destroyed and the Dor HaFloga wasn't. So the Chazal say, Ella, why is it? It's because Shehoyah Shalom B'neim V'loyhoyah Yochal Lifshet Yadav. Zokt Zer HaBarech. Why now could he do it? Could he kill those Dor HaFloga? Because the whole reason why they were immune from Misa was because of their Achdus, right? Came around Kairach now, and Kairach made a Pirud. Once they showed that they made a Pirud now, so they don't have their immunity anymore because of their Achdus. If they don't, they're bad, and what they did is worse than the Mabul. They should have been killed then. What prevented them was the Achdus. Now that they have Machloikas and there's a Pirud, they don't have that protective shield anymore, so now they're Chayiv Misa. Okay, whatever. Cute. So that's Rabbeinu Bachaya number one, from where we see that there's a kesher between the yesod of the Dor HaFloga to what happened subsequently in Zdaim and what happened subsequently by the Adas Kairach. So let's take a look. What's the chet of the Dor HaFloga? If you want to know what does that tell us about Adas Kairach, where is it coming from? You have to know what does it tell us about the Dor HaFloga. So here it gets into a concept which we've managed just scratch the surface because it's way, way above our pay grade. Mine for sure, I don't know about yours. Rabbeinu Bachaya and Breishis in the parsha of the Dor HaFloga, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Vov, Zokt Rabbeinu Bachaya, Vezel Hashayna, Ival Derech HaKabola. What does it mean? Val Nasel Anu Shem. What was their chet? Hoya chetem. Their chet was the same as the chet of Adam HaRishen. Hoya chetem chet Aviyem HaRishen Shekotzatz Benetiyos. Kein Ho'anoshim Ho'elu Kotzatzu Benetiyos. Vehifridu ha'pri min ha'ilon, zeu she'omar v'nasel anushem, kiloshen ha'kosu b'der enosh, there was avodah zarah. Nasel anushem means avodah zarah, severing a kesher with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Then it says over there, they roiv the avodah zarah. It also said, oz huchal likrei b'sheim Hashem, v'huchal is loshen chilul. So here also, that shame, b'sheim, by the Dor HaFloga, also means avodah zarah. What's it mean? And they didn't believe in anything. Okay, so he says they did something that's called mekatzitzim benetiyos, which is a big musig. It's a gemara be'etzim, but. But by Acher, which we'll see. But this idea of Mekatzitz and Benetiyos, and somehow that's separating the pre from the Netiyah, it's Avodah Zarah, separating the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And he goes on to Rabbeinu Bachaya, they levire ki achet hazeh shalahem uchet shel Adam HaRishon, and to indicate that the chet of the Dor HaFloga is the chet of Adam HaRishon, al kein omar asher banu b'nei. What does it say over there? Asher banu, it's by the Dor HaFloga. Asher banu bnei ha'adam. That means they're coming. This is because of the fact that they are descendants of Adam that they come to this. So now we extended it. We went further. That's about as far back as we can go, right? To the chet of Adam HaRishon. Now, what does that mean? Adam HaRishon was mekatzeitz b'netiyos. This is tifa musig that the Dor HaFloga did, and that's going to carry through. Once we know that, and then you know that the Anshei Zdaim and the there are coming from there. That's in that light you have to understand everything. The Yisod of Mekatzitz Benetiyos is what he says over here. I'll show you a kat hakemach of how it manifests itself. Mekatzitz Benetiyos means you look at a tree, right? The chet of Adam Arishan. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Adam Arishan, Be'etzim was innately toiv. Adam Arishan, there's a full hakara that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world. If you have this full, if in your conscience, you're consciously aware and of the implications that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Balabas, the Bal Habira, tells you, don't eat the Eitz Hadas. So there ain't no way, no how, that you're going to eat the Eitz Hadas, right? That you know, it's a metzias by you that the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world. And because the Rabbeinu Shalom who created the world said that you cannot eat this Eitz, so then it's physically now, because of that, it's impossible for you to eat it. How can I possibly eat it? The Rabbeinu Shalom's the Balabas over here, and it's it. How can I eat it? Right? Don't forget, he didn't even have an intrinsic Eitz Hadas. Nechmad Lamare, you saw that it's that. What does that do? Where you see, the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Shairish, the source of everything that's physical over here. The source of it is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Kolzman, you don't in your mind sever the Kesher between the Rabbeinu Shalom and what you see, right? So then you're fine. Then you're fine. It's all from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Then you can do no wrong. You'll do everything fine. You'll be good. What's the yesod of what happened by Adam HaRishon? They saw it's nechmad lamare, it's something else, with the physical of it. What do you mean? You get so wrapped up in the physical, and focusing on the physical aspect of it, that you're malim ayin, you cut off that end of it from the fact, the shayrish of it, its source, which is the Rabbeinu Shalom. You sever the kesher in your mind, at least. No, not b'mitzias, you can't do that. You sever the kesher between the physical, what you see, and the Rabbeinu Shalom. You sever that kesher. That's called kaitzetz b'netiyas. It's the only way it's shayach achet. It's the only way it's shayach to get that the aleph is you sever the kesher between the Rabbeinu Shalom and what you see. The daf logger. So it came from this b'nei ha'odom. What did they do? The Rabbeinu Shalom made a mabul, right? The Rabbeinu Shalom did that. You see who's the boss here, right? You see who's the boss here. What did they do? They're kaifer b'ikir. They what did they go? They're going to make a build a whole migdal. They're going to go be leichem with the Rabbeinu Shalom. How do you come to do that? Where does that come from? Where's the chet? Where's the shayrish achet? The shayrish achet is that they're b'nei ha'odom. What did they see? They see, look how wonderful we are. What do you call it? We're doing wonderful things. We all get, can you imagine it was a place till then with no politics? Everybody speaks the same language. Everybody understands what everybody else is saying. Everybody's coming from the same place. Everybody's getting along. Everybody's that. Physically, it's Gan Eden HaTachton. It's wonderful for them, right? It's wonderful for them. But when it's wonderful for you, what do you start thinking? You get so wrapped up in your wonderful unity that you have, right? In this wonderful life that you've created over here, that you forget about the fact that there's a balabas, right? You become to think that you're the balabas. You forget about the fact that there's a balabas, there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. So, what does that mean? We are formidable. We have our own, since the Rabbeinu Shalom is more than that. The Rabbeinu Shalom is Ruchni, the Rabbeinu Shalom is where he is. But this is a physical world. There's a real world here. You know, it could be like somebody out of America, right? There's a real world here. Forget about the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a Rabbeinu Shalom too. I'll give him equal opportunity. But there's a real world out there. So we, with our real world, can do what's best for us. It's not good for him, so why should we be mitchashev with him? We're also somebody. Right? We're also somebody. That's where it comes from. So what did they do? Be'etzem, where does it come from? That there's an us, that I forget that any kayach that we have, and anything physical that you have, it's because, you forget one minor point. It's because the Rabbeinu Shalom gave it to you. It's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom should decide you shouldn't have it. You'll wake up one morning and poof, it's all gone. Right? But your kaitzeitz, the netiyas, you cut the thing off in your mind from the shayrish of where it came. That's this Yisrael of Kaitzes and Tiz. The Rabbeinu Bachaya says in Kada Kemach. So in Kada Kemach, and that, so that's what happened. That's the Dor HaFloga. In Kada Kemach, is a sefer goes Lefi Seder Aleph Beis, and he explains various in Yonim. So in Ois Kuf and the Erech that he has on Kedusha, towards the end of it, he writes like this, he's masbir what Mekatzes Netiyas means. In a way, practically speaking, that even we can understand it. This is Lashon. V'yesh lecha lehovin. Kidas Rabbi Seinu zal b'loshon Mekatzes Netiyas. Shehu nemar b'shnei inyonim. Mekatzes Netiyas refers to two cases. Aleph, Misha Mafsik Betera, I begayrim Hafsaka Ubitula. Someone who's geirim a hafsaka of limud haTorah or a bitl of limud haTorah, that's called mekatzis natiyah. Who yikarei mekatzis benatiyas? That's one type of person who's called mekatzis benatiyas. V'chein misha who noite miderech o emuna, somebody who's noite miderech o emuna lahamin b'shtei reshuyes, to believe chas v'shalom in shtei reshuyes, that doesn't end up leistapik bohem. Elisha ben Avuya, like Elisha ben Avuya, that's also called Mekatzes ben Natiyas. What happened? What's the second Mekatzes ben Natiyas? So that's the Gemara in Chagiga Yudal and Beis Tasvav Amud Aleph. The Gemara there talks about Dalad Nichnosim Lepardes. Four went into the Pardes. Pardes is Olam Haruchni and whatever. So one of them was Acher, Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya saw there. This is what happened. It says Elisha ben Avuya was a mekatzes ben Natiyas. How? He went into that paradise. What did he see? He saw a matatrin. He saw a malach disyahiv le'rishusa le'meisa v'le'michtav z'chusa di'Israel. He saw shakayach shliach of the Rabbeinu Shalom. He saw in physical terms his eyes. I mean, he saw physically sitting there in the Olam Ha'Elyon, physical sitting in the Olam Ha'Elyon, writing being melamed z'chus on Klal Yisrael. Kosh Baruch Hu made a one time, gave a special thing that this person should have the kayach, that there should be this metzias to be someone to be melamed z'chus for Klal Yisrael. Omar, but how did Elisha ben Avuya learn it up? Gmiri, we're mekubel that the Rebbeinu Shlomo says Ruchni is the kalevel. He's doesn't have any physical attributes. It's all ruchnis. Ein lamala up lamala in the olam ha'elyon. There's no concept of yeshiva, of eloy amida, of eloy oiref, eloy. But there's nothing. So how is this physical bria sitting up here being melamed of writing chusim? How sitting lamala? And we don't have these things. The idea of sitting. Dilma chash v'shalom shtei reshuyos yesh. In the world, Rebbeinu Shalom's world, in the olam ha'elyon, there isn't such a thing. So where did this come from? Al karcha, there's something else going on. So what did he do? He saw something else. Now that something else, why was that something else there? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser. That's what should be then, in order to be melamed z'chus and klal for whatever was necessary over there. But what does that mean? If you come firm in the belief that everything is from the Rabbi Nishalalim, so Gemiri, why Gemiri? Because that's what the Rabbi Nishalalim normally does, but the Rabbi Nishalalim could do whatever the Rabbi Nishalalim wants. So if you see it's not like that, so you know that the Rabbi Nishalalim now doesn't want it to be like that. Right. What did he say? What was his conclusion? Misled by the physical attributes. Misled. Make a kesher. This is why there's a big pulmus about those against learning Kabbalah. It's a vikuch and a chrein. It's a whole thing. Because in Kabbalah, many things are, in order for people, for a busser, for physical people to understand it, the things are described in physical terms. Zivug, Zohar, Nekeva, this, that, all kinds of different things. Right? When in the Ruchnias Shabbai, they're not. But you get so absorbed in these physical attributes, you've begun to think that they have physical attributes. And they have physical attributes, it could lead to kfir. It could lead to kfir because you begin thinking of the world in those physical terms and you sort of cut the Rabbi Nishalaylam out of the picture. It doesn't become Ruchni anymore. That's what happens over here. He sees this thing over here and not understanding that this is an embodiment of the particular Ratzon Hashem at this particular moment, right? Elisha ben Avuya says, Chas v'shalom shtei reshuyos. So that is a Kaitzitz Natiyas, like we explained. That's a Kaitzitz Natiyas of the second sort, right? Of the kind of separating the chas two reshuyas, thinking the physical thing. Ubemedrashir Ashirim Rabba. There's another medrash about Elisha ben Avuya. Ubemedrashir Ashirim Rabba. Amru Elisha ben Avuya katzitz ben Natiyas. What did he do? Different story. Shahaya nichnas lebate knesias and bate medrashes. He used to go into bate knesias and bate medrashes. V'ro tinoikes shahayu matzlichin b'teira, and he saw tinoikes that were matzlichin b'teira. Omar aleihem milsa. So the mefarshim say means divrei hasosa. He like try and be maces them to stop. Ve'inun mistatmen, and he stopped them from learning. So that hine bechein. So that's what's called stopping them from learning was also kaitzitz benetias. Hine bechein mefurish akarin achachamim hafsokas atayra kaitzitz netias. And then he goes on to Rabbeinu Bachayda with a whole smooth. Okay. So there are two things. So at least, and they're both, you have both by Acher, right? It's not coincidence that he happened to do two different things. It all comes from one Sheirish. It all comes from one Sheirish. If you mafsik somebody from Torah, when you're learning Torah, what is Torah? What is Torah? You're not studying Talmud, right? You're not studying Talmud, you're not studying the Old Testament, right? Right, you're learning Torah. It's the Dvar Hashem. It's the Dvar Hashem, right? You call Hamalami Torah, Lama Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Shalom. You're learning with the Rabbeinu Shalom. The presence, certain that when there's no Beis Hamikdash, Ein Lo Yakadosh Baruch Hu Dalad Amishal Halacha. The presence of the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world is from Limud HaTorah, right? It's from Limud HaTorah. The presence, you dovu. How do you have the Rabbeinu Shalom when you're learning? You're talking with the Rabbeinu Shalom, which should L'chayra reflect on how you learn and whether you're mafsik and you're learning, whether you're not mafsik and you're learning v'chule. You're talking with the Rabbeinu Shalom. You're learning Torah Hashem. The Eibishter is feeding you Torah. Okay, so if that's the Eibishter is feeding you Torah, and somebody comes along and stops people from learning Torah, or himself stops them from learning Torah, what are you doing? You're severing the presence of the Rabbeinu Shalom in this world. The Rabbeinu Shalom, you bring the Rabbeinu Shalom into this world with Limud HaTorah because he comes to feed you Torah, and then you're severing them. Why did the Chazal choose to tell us in this Medrash that it was Elisha, that it was Tinoike Shel Beis Rabba? Because Tinoike Shel Beis Rabba are the purest of the pure with no averes. Tinoike Shel Beis Rabba is Torah net without any Yetzer Haras, without anything else, pure Torah. So it's as presence of the Rabbeinu Shalom here through the Torah as you could possibly have. And you come and you stop that? That's Kaitzis Netiyas. So it's two different manifestations of one Yesod. You're severing the kesher of this physical world from the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what Kaitzis Netiyas is. That's what Kaitzis Netiyas is. Now, Kol Zman, there's a kesher. Kol Zman, a person lives his life realizing that everything is Dvar Hashem, that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So then, everything's Alpita, everything comes from him. So I'm taking this, but Rabbeinu Shalom put it over here. So A, what does he want me to do with it? B, I can only use it, right, under those tna'im, those conditions that the Eibishter gave it for me to use. Who am I? I'm not going to walk into your house and take something that's yours and then take it away. It's yours. So if with that same belief that it's yours, with at least that same belief, I believe that it's the Rabbeinu Shalom, the world is the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Rabbeinu Shalom told me to do that. So that's it. I can't do anything else. And then what the Rabbeinu Shalom said. But once you get to the gather of Dor HaFloga, when you have the Dor HaFloga, that's Kaitzis Netiyas. What means Kaitzis Netiyas? Kaitzis Netiyas means it's not the Rabbeinu Shalom. We are somebody. There's this physical aspect of it that's its own Kayach. There's an independent Kayach other than the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's an independent Kayach, and that's us, right? So now, you can still theoretically have morality, right? Because the us, the physical people who are now who are a force in the world, we also have morality, al piseichel. We can also have our sets of morality. Yeah? What's the first step that comes after the Dor HaFloga? Who's a gilgul of the Dor HaFloga? Anshei Sdeim. Anshei Sdeim were the epitome of rishis. Right? What does it mean when we say they're a gilgul of Anshei Sdeim? Where does it come, this possibility, to be the epitome of rishis? How could you do that? There it says, once you sever the kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalom, and there's no kesher to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and it's subject now to human seichel, what's going to be in the world. Human seichel can claim to be very enlightened, and bin Laila turn into being Rishoyim Gemurim, in Germany. In any place over history, that they're big Menuvalim, right? The biggest philosophers were the biggest Menuvalim. How? Because the Rabbeinu Shalom is out of the picture. If the Rabbeinu Shalom were in the picture and you realize that you weren't Kaitzis Netiyas, and this is an outgrowth, this is a physical embodiment of nothing more than Ratzon Hashem, so then whatever the Eibishter is either, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom, how can I do that? That's Anshei Sdeim can come out of it also. Once, in other words, you look at the Metzius in physical terms, and you give it a physical dimension, and you ignore the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom is Mechaya everything, which in other Svarim I saw that the interesting Melitza, what they call Kaitzis Netiyas, you're Mafrid, the Shechina from the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the aside. What the Shechina means, how it manifests itself over here. You have to realize that it's just a Payol Yetzay of the Rabbeinu Shalom. If you're not, and you mafrid that, you cut the Rabbeinu Shalom out of the picture. So I just see splendor here. Right? So splendor here. And who in our world is splendor? Wonderful. That's us. Right? That's us. Once that's us, we operate with Negius, and it ends up being Anshei Stein. Right. You can get the riches of Anshei Stein. Now, that's also what, where did Kairach? Where is it necessary, this ispaleg, that Kairach, the Adas Kairach, have in themselves this gilgul of the Dor HaFlaga? Where does that come from? Where do I see that in Kairach? Very simple. You think Kairach was Stamos Lauch? There's a Zayar that says, the Likutei Arim brings, that there's a Zayar that says that Kairach was roy to be just like Aaron was the gadol shebekayanim, right? Kairach was miyuad to be the gadol shebelevim. So what Aaron was to kayanim, Kairach was meant to be to Levi. That was the potential. So Kairach was no slouch, right? Chazal say Kairach was minoisei Aaron, right? Was minoisei Aaron. Kairach was on the mayetzes, right? Kairach was on the Mayetzis with the potential to be the equivalent in Shevet Le, in Levim, what Aaron HaKayin was a Kayin. How does that Kairach come to do such a stupid thing? That's my relative. Say, kin. Okay, well, everything else I'll say. But what you have to understand, well, even that, how do you come to that? How do you come to that? That's where this Gilgal of Dor HaFloga comes from, this Palig. If it's from the Dor HaFloga, what's the Shairish of the Dor HaFloga? Kaitzis Matias. Which, at least on our simple level, means, you sever the source, you sever what you see, right, from the source, from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, if you have that, you sever from the sea. So, what do you see? You just see there's leaders over here. Look, this one. Then you have a makom for kina. If it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is Ratzon Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to be what Moshe Rabbeinu is. Beseder, that's what the Ratzon Hashem is. Aaron HaKohen is supposed to be what Aaron HaKohen is. Beseder, that's what the Ratzon Hashem is. I'm not supposed to be, even though Al Pi Cheshbon, the sons and all the Cheshbonos that he made, so I'm not supposed to be. That's the Ratzon Hashem. Everybody will be Eved Hashem. Rabbeinu shall put me here to do this at this time in this form. Kachazay, that's what I'm here for. I can do in what the Eibishter put me here to do. For me, I'm doing something to the Rabbi Nishan, just like anybody else is doing for what the Rabbi Nishan put them to do. Same thing. Mabaya. Where do you come to this kid? If I do it, that no, we have something. There's an I involved. I say there's us with severing the kesher from the Rabbi Nishan to an extent. So then, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's because of Moshe took. It's not the Abrid Ratzon Hashem. Aaron is because Moshe gave to Aaron, not because of Ratzon Hashem. If it's not because of Ratzon Hashem, it's anybody's cheshbonos that it could even lead to Zdaim, like we saw. Right? That's where this whole chet of, that's where this whole thing of Aaron HaKayin comes. That's where this whole thing of Kaitzis Natiyas of Aaron HaKayin comes from. Now, it's a pachad l'maisa, because even an Aaron HaKayin, even a Kairach who could have been the Teshevet Levi, what Aaron is to Kayanim, right? You can go from that possibility to Adas Kairach, right? Because of this Nekuda of the Dor HaFloga, because of this valuing, putting an intrinsic value into what you see, as opposed to realizing that it's nothing more than a physical manifestation of the Ratzon Hashem. I mean, you have to constantly be aware of that everything is Ratzon Hashem, that whatever you're doing, what you think you have, you don't have. You have it only because the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it to you, which dictates what you're meant to do with it and how you're meant to conduct yourself. And not to make it an end in itself, which is one aspect of the Kaitzis Natiyas. And then there's the second aspect of the Kaitzis Natiyas, of the Kadakemach, of being Mafsik Tinai Kishol Bisrabban. The Chshivas of Limud HaTorah, you appreciate that you're learning with the Ribbono Shel Olam when you learn. Appreciate that when you daven, you're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Someone cuts off, that doesn't, you know, wants to finish davening as fast as possible, that's a Kaitzis Benetiyas. Somebody wants that you're severing a kesher with the Rebbe, that you're meant to be here and bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into this world like that, and you're cutting off the kesher. The Tinai Kishol Beis Rabban, forget today, and you yourself are learning, and you are mafsik from your learning for God knows what Narishkeit. So what are you doing? That's also Kaitzis Benetiyas. That's really what Rabbeinu Bechaya Shmuz is about over there. that you know what, that's Kaisa's Minatias. You have, you're talking to the Rabbi Hashem, you have the Rabbi Hashem here. Sorry now. My steak supper is more important. Right. Whatever it is, I have to go visit my 18th cousin 42 times removed in the hotel. Forget about it. That's Kaisa's Minatias. You have to realize everything is the Rabbi Nishalalim. Do not sever the Kesher with the Rabbi Nishalalim in the world. If you live your life with the Kesher of the Rabbi Nishalalim, you live your life kahalocha, and then you zeichet Eilam Abba. Ciao.